just been tuning in to 88.1 KAYT on your radio dial. Y'all just been listening to Tanya Riley, the diva of gospel. If you need a radio spot, if you're a church of ministry, if you're a musician, your quartet group classic, gospel rapper, y'all go on and holla at Tanya, you heard me?
Y'all just been listening to Tanya
already.
KAYT is where you'll find me
already.
If you call, just ask for Miss Riley.
Already.
She got the music straight from the Bible.
Already.
Everything she do is straight live.
Already.
5003 Masonic Drive.
Already.
She up in the suite 113
already.
Alexander, Louisiana,
already.
You know what I mean?
Already.
She take the ministry and put it on the air.
Already.
So you can go and preach the word everywhere.
Already.
Up in Marksville, up in Winfield, at Cabrini. Up in Gina,
already.
They even got it in parts of Mississippi,
already.
And up in Texas, stay with me,
already.
Don't let me lose you, cause I'll find you,
already.
You just been listening
already.
To my sister time,
already.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
By the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Got to have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Say it to yourself. Say, I have faith in God. See, every time you come up to a trouble spot in your life, you need to just whisper to yourself, I have faith in God. And then you begin to prophesy, God is going to see me through. God promised to take care of me. He said he's my helper. I didn't have to fear anything. He's my shepherd. Glory to God. He's my provider. I got faith in God. Say it again. Say, I have faith in God. Say it again.
I have faith in God.
Do you have faith in God? Do you really have faith in him? Are you really trusting? Are you relying on him? Are you depending on God to come through for you? Are you expecting God? If you are, then you know you have faith in him. Now, faith comes how? So you got to have faith in God, you got to hear. So you have to position yourself to be hearing all the time. Not just listening, but hearing. When the Bible says hearken, hearken means hear and obey. Hear and do what I'm telling you. Hear it and do it. Hear it and do it. Hear it and do it. Hear it and put it into practice. Hear it and do it. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. You have to move. If you're going to walk by faith, you have to move out of that hearer only category. Which category are you in? Are you in the doing category or are you in the hearing only? Now, he didn't say don't hear. He said don't hear only. Which category are you in tonight? Where's your faith at? Are you the hearer only? You just hear the word, but you don't ever confess it. You don't ever pray the word. You don't ever really believe it. You know, you say the right thing, but then you go out and you figure out a way to do it without waiting on God. You don't even consult God. You just say, well, this is what I think I need to do. I ain't got time to wait on God. He take too long. Are you a hearer only? You hearing the word, but are you putting it into practice? Are you meditating in this word? Are you thinking it? Are you letting this word absorb down into you? Let it sink down in you. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you again, because this is a good illustration here. I remember the time the Lord told me, a critical time in me and CeCe's life. We had made a major decision. And God knew that I needed, that it was going to take faith to carry me. So when God knows he can take faith to carry you, what are you going to do? He's going to give you a word. Right? When you're in a tight situation, and you don't know how you're going to make it, what do you need? You need a word from God. Tell your neighbor, say, I need a word from God. Why? Because when you get a word from God, it have all the assurance and everything you need. Say it again. Say, I need a word from God. Yeah, when you're in a tight spot, you need to hear what he got to say. Did you hear what I said? When you're in a tight spot, you need a word from God. And God will give you a word so you can have faith in him. You can't have faith in God without a word from God. So God gave me something to fight with. He'll put a sword in your hand. Glory to God. See, God's not going to leave you defenseless. He's not going to sit there and let the devil just bombard you and hurt you. He don't like to see his kids hurt. Sometimes we are hurt because of ignorance, or we are hurt because of disobedience. We are hurt because we're not following God's plan, because we're not thinking like God. You got to catch yourself when you got a wrong mindset. Well, we had made a critical decision that really we didn't know what was up ahead. I mean, we couldn't see. It was like coming up on a hill that you couldn't see what was on the other side. But we knew it was good because God had told us to go that route. And then I was one night, I didn't even ask God for this. But he loved us so much that I had been praying a lot. I've been praying in tongues a lot. CeCe had been praying. We've been seeking God, and we were looking for answers. We need a word from God. I had one word that told me to do something. Okay, I did it. Now I need a word to keep me. Glory to God. I had a word that told me to do something. I did it. Now I need a word to keep me steady so that my soul ain't flapping in the wind, so I'm not double-minded. Amen. I need an anchor for my soul, and it is the word of God. You got to have an anchor, something that won't let you be moved. Something that'll keep you stable and strong and fixed when the devil hurl everything at you. Amen. If you're hearing the word, doing the word, obeying the word, I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what size the storm is. If you got a good foundation, I'm going to, baby, he can't rock your boat. You understand? He can't knock your house down. Don't matter how big the storm is. The size of the storm is irrelevant. Because when you make up your mind and you get the mindset that no matter what situation I'm in, I'm going to be a doer of the word, I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing in this life can move you. Well, the devil hit me right here, but what does the word say? Well, let me just camp out on the word right here. Glory to God. This safe ground here, he ain't got no defense for the word. All right, so God spoke to me one night, and I heard the Lord. I heard the Lord say, Greg, I will not abandon you. And I turned and looked to see who it was. I thought somebody was talking to me. And I looked and there wasn't nobody there. Well, I knew then it was the Lord. And I thought about it. I say, abandon? So I bowed my head again. I say, Lord, what did you say? He said, I said, I will not abandon you. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I had a time with the Lord right then. Because I dropped my head. And that word came into my mind, into my soul. And I listened to that word echo in my mind. I will not abandon you. I said, that's God talking to me. And then I let that word go from my soul, from my mind. I let that word drop down into my spirit. And then I told Lord, I said, Lord, I got it. When I said I got it, what I'm saying is, I'm saying, I believe you. And I received this, and I'm trusting in it now. It's mine. I'm taking it. I let this word be my guide. And I say, Lord, I got it. In other words, God came to deliver a word to me. And you had to receive the word in your soul first. It had to go through your mind. And then that word gets down in your spirit. Now, if you're walking close to God regularly, and you're praying regularly, and you're in the word regularly, it don't take long for the word to go from your soul to your spirit because you're sensitive to it. But if you ain't reading your Bible, you ain't praying, you're not staying in fellowship with other believers, he can give you a word and you'll wrestle with it in your soul, believing it's him, believing it ain't him. The devil said, it ain't God. See, the devil couldn't tell me that wasn't God. Couldn't tell me. I wasn't even listening to him. You know, he come to a point, he don't have no voice in your life. Boy, I got that word, and you know what? When I received that word, guess what it did in me? What kind of word, what would that word do to you if you believed it? It would give you what? Confidence. It would give you what? Peace, assurance, boldness. That's what came in me when I said I got it. Then I couldn't worry. Now, since I was in a situation that was really good ground for worry, but when I received that word, now I can't worry. Because I got peace now that passes all understanding. I don't even understand the peace I got. And so you ain't worried about your future? No, I ain't worried. No. What you gonna do? I'm gonna trust God. I had somebody ask me, say, they looked at me real sarcastic and say, and tell me, what are you gonna do? I had no natural answer because I didn't know what I was gonna do. God hadn't opened any doors. I was staring at a blank wall. I said, well, I'm gonna trust God. That's what I'm gonna do. That was my answer. I can trust God. Can't nobody stop me from trusting God. I'm gonna put all my confidence in Him. God gonna make a way for me. God gonna open a door for me. See, I found out in the Bible, He said if He had to put a river in the desert to get what I needed, He'll do it for me. If He had to make a way in the wilderness, He gonna make a way in the wilderness. He'll make a way in a place ain't nobody ever traveled. He'll put a road for me to travel on in a place ain't nobody ever been. God'll do it for me. I know He loved me. Tell you this, I know God loved me. You gotta know He'll do it for you. Whatever's in that Bible, He promised He'll do it for you. That's what walking by faith is. If I get in a situation I don't know what to do, I know somebody that knows what to do. And all I got to do is spend some time with Him and stay in His presence, and I'm going to tell you the rain was going to come. Do this, Greg, right here. He make a way in the wilderness. God will make a road for me, a highway in the wilderness for me if He had to. He'll put a river where ain't never been no water. You got to have faith in God. Number two, the Bible said have faith in Jesus Christ. You got to have faith in the Lord. Galatians 3:26 says, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, you have to have faith in your relationship with Jesus. You have to believe and trust that everything that Jesus said is ours. Everything He did for us, you have to believe that it belongs to you. You can't look at redemption and say, well, I don't know. I don't know if that's all mine. I'm going to tell you, it's all yours. You have to believe the Bible when He says you're an heir of God and a joint heir. I mean, if you really believe that, you ain't going to never be worried about nothing. If you really believe you're a joint heir to everything Jesus got, you're part on of it. See, we quote that. Right? How many of us know that scripture? I'm an heir of God and a joint heir. You know that. And not have your mind renewed to it. See, your mind is not renewed to that until you believe it with everything in you and then you are willing to step out on that and trust in that one word. If I need something, God's going to get it to me. He supply every one of them. All of them. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in Jesus. You have to trust, believe, and be confident that Jesus Christ, He's our Savior. Listen to who the Bible says is. He's our Savior, our Redeemer, our Shepherd, our Lord, our faithful High Priest, our Healer, our Provider, our Righteousness, and the list goes on and on. You have to believe that. You have to have trust in Him. You have to believe in Him that He provides for you, that He's everything you need in this life. Renew your mind to it.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria.